Hey yo, good afternoon, viewers of the Tube. My name is Tyler, and today I have some content that would make John McAfee very happy if he extended his wiener eating bet out by 10 years. What's this content, you ask? Well, kick back, relax, and enjoy the experience, because it's time for Chico Crypto. The notorious John McAfee. There is no doubt that that man is crazy. Back during the heat of the bull run, John made a wild prediction and capped that prediction with an even wilder bet if his prediction did not come true. I'm sure most of you know what I'm talking about, but if you don't, John made a bet that Bitcoin would reach $500,000 by the end of 2020. If not, he would eat his own wiener. Then, in November of 2017, John edited that prediction, saying Bitcoin would hit 1 million by the end of 2020, and he would still eat his own wiener if he was wrong. That is what I would like to talk about today. Not John eating his wiener, but $1 million Bitcoin. Is it possible? And what would need to happen for that price to be realized? Now, old Johnny Boy is way off on his timeline, but in my personal opinion, he may not be off on the price eventually. Although, this still means if John is a man of his word, he will be munching down on his own man mushroom next year. I do believe Bitcoin will hit $1 million, and I have repeated this on my channel many times before, but my timeline is much different than John's. My timeline is somewhere between 15 to 25 years, which would be between the years 2034 and 2044. Perfect timing for me at a sweet old retirement age of 45 to 55 years old. Fun fact for all of you at home who didn't know my age, I'm 30 years old. Now, why would $1 million Bitcoin be possible? Well, first things first, because of what Bitcoin has brought to the world. Bitcoin and blockchain technology create an open source, shared, verifiable, and 100% immutable public ledger. The first time in history this was ever possible. The code that governs the protocol is able to transfer value using Bitcoin, which is protected from inflation without relying on a government or a bank. Again, the first time in history this was ever possible. Bitcoin is free from the grips of the world's elite powers and is able to cross borders like never seen before. It's the first time in history a global currency has been created. It's easy to see why Bitcoin is the best form of money ever created when stacked up against other forms of money in human history, like gold and fiat. Bitcoin is fungible. Bitcoin is non-consumable. It's portable and durable. Bitcoin is highly divisible and so secure that it cannot be counterfeited. You can transact easily with Bitcoin to anyone, anywhere in the world. Bitcoin is scarce. Bitcoin is not government issued. It's fully decentralized and the first smart programmable money. So we know the Bitcoin tech is groundbreaking, but how would it get up to the $1 million mark in 15 to 25 years if the price is at $5,000 today? Well, like I said before in my past videos, Bitcoin is characterized by Gartner hype cycles, with major ones happening once every 4 years. We can call this the 4-year cycle. A major one happened in 2011, then at the end of 2013 to the beginning of 2014, and finally our most recent one at the end of 2017 to the beginning of 2018. Each one of those charts is eerily similar to the typical Gartner hype cycle. Now, if we take a look at the price graph since Bitcoin's inception in 2009 to today in a logarithmic view, it's easy to see the overall growth of Bitcoin over time through these cycles. Now, if these hype cycles do take typically 4 years to come to fruition, this would mean since the last one, we would have at least 4 more Gartner hype cycles take place until my low-end target for Bitcoin hitting 1 million in the year of 2034. If 3 major hype cycles in Bitcoin's current history took it from worthless to $5,000 per coin, who says that 4 more hype cycles couldn't take it from 5,000 to 1 million? What is interesting about these hype cycles is the insane price booms attract the attention of all walks of life, speculating investors, miners, software developers, and with the last bubble, banks and asset managers. But when the bubble pops and the bear markets take over, the insane price crashes drive out those who don't understand Bitcoin, who sell to those who do believe, which leads to those believers accumulating more. Those that believe and keep accumulating are the die-hard holders, and they understand its eventual global adoption. What is interesting with each hype cycle is those who get scared out eventually return to buy in the next hype cycle, and usually they are smarter and get converted into die-hard holders. Eventually, there will be a very large percentage of diehard holders who will not let go of their Bitcoin for any reason. This scarcity of coins results in shortages of supply, which in turn will cause price increases. These price increases attract attention from the outside and drives adoption, creating more diehard holders. Scarcity from diehard holders is amplified by halving events, which cut the rewards to miners in half about every 4 years. These halvings have a clear as day effect on the price and are a major supply shock to the market. These market four cycles will repeat themselves over and over and will continue until there is full adoption of Bitcoin. Full adoption would mean global use by the majority of the world's population. Each millionaire spread across the globe will want one whole Bitcoin for their portfolio. In 2017, there were 36 million millionaires in the world, and there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoins. Every millionaire in the world couldn't own a full Bitcoin, and as fiat loses dominance, these millionaires will be looking to cryptocurrency to preserve their wealth. That alone makes a case for a $1 million Bitcoin. But let's go deeper. For math's sake, we will use all 21 million Bitcoins when calculating the market cap for a $1 million Bitcoin. 1 million multiplied by 21 million gives us $21 trillion market cap. How could Bitcoin reach that? Currently, the world's money supply is about $90.4 trillion. This includes coins, banknotes, money market accounts, as well as saving and checking accounts. Let's assume in the next 15 years, Bitcoin takes just 10% of that. That is over $9 trillion. We got $12 trillion to go. Eventually, since Bitcoin has an immutable fixed supply, it will earn a real rate of return equal to that of the global GDP. With Bitcoin as a global unit of account, growth rates will be astonishing with global adoption. Let's say the global GDP growth is 5%. This means Bitcoin will take all the value from bonds that earn less than a 5% real rate of return. Global debt is currently $215 trillion. If Bitcoin just takes up 5% of this, that adds on another $10 trillion. Just $2 trillion more to go. As we know, Bitcoin is a store of value, and its competitor in this arena is gold, which has a market cap of $7.7 trillion. If Bitcoin just takes 30% of this within 15 years, that would put Bitcoin over a $21 trillion market cap, ushering in the $1 million Bitcoin. But there are more factors, like Bitcoin drastically raising the cost of capital, which would crush the stock market valuations. Bitcoin could take a major piece of the global equities market, which is worth $73 trillion. The case is clear, and $1 million Bitcoin will happen. Based on that logic, then the smallest unit of account on the Bitcoin Core network, the Satoshi, will be worth one penny. Doesn't that just make sense? I'm a diehard holder, and I hope some of you have been converted over and join me in holding these with all of our might. 15 years may seem like some time, but we could be millionaires, or should I say Bitcoinaires, in the blink of an eye. Cheers, viewers. I'll see you next time.